Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz with you today. Greg Haynes explains how they sell the sizzle of U.S. beef overseas. Back on that in just a moment. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
Hey guys, my aunt's turning 65.
Your aunt has choices to make and options to take.
Have her call Old Surety at 800-272-5466.
No buttons to push, a real person will answer the phone.
Real people, real answers.
I'll have her call us.
Old Surety has been helping Oklahomans with their insurance needs since 1932. When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you. So call 1-800-272-5466.
Keep crashing your thoughts in our country in your prayers.
Greg Haynes with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says they have a variety of ways to promote U.S. beef. And he says it's like having tools in a toolkit. You pull out different tools for the various situations you find in the international marketplace. And in a lot of cases, it takes more than one tool to be successful in a given market to sell the sizzle of U.S. beef.
Just doing one type of activity or, you know, one-off thing isn't going to work. So really, all the activities we do, as you say, are very integrated to create that bigger bang and awareness in the market. So let's say we're looking at a new buyer from a retail chain. The key thing is, you know, first getting them interested. So we may do that at a trade show where we have a booth and information. Then we target some of these guys. And then we would bring them over to the U.S. So we could have them come to Oklahoma and see a ranch and see where the animals are raised and who's raising them. And, you know, just the care that takes part into that. And then once they're back, you know, and they're interested in it, then we need to train their employees. So we might do a specific company seminar for them to go over all these different aspects with their employees and their sales force and this. And then they may be selling to, say, a restaurant chain. So we would work with that restaurant chain then to doing promotions and activities to educate their consumers, the customers there, and tie that in with media or bloggers and things like that. So it's all kind of a big cycle and a circle of events that really build off each other and are integrated to do that.
What's ahead for us? What's USMEF looking at right now, 2, 3, 4 years down the road that you're already thinking about that you're going to need to do to be successful?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, one of the areas that we look at is just kind of the story of where the product's coming from. What you're seeing is around the world, more and more consumers are, you know, wanting to know, where's the beef come from? You know, who's producing it? Is it safe? So a lot of this, I think, is really getting down to, you know, providing that type of information to those consumers to answer those questions. So I think we're going to be looking at a lot more kind of branded and story type activities and promotions so that, let's say, a retail chain, they may have a specific brand or a story that they carry that they've kind of linked their reputation to. So they want to be able to carry that on and tell that to the consumer. So that would be one of the, you know, the smaller things. You know, I think, you know, new technologies are always changing. I think you're going to be looking at, you know, more questions, I guess, as far as how those are utilized and integrated. So we're going to have to be prepared to address that, not only just by the science safety aspect, but also from that consumer perception side. So you're going to be, basically what you're going to see is consumers around the world are going to be driving a lot more of what we're going to need to be producing or how it's produced. And
in other words, consumers want the great taste of U.S. beef, but they also want to feel good about how it's produced. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.